Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, are you applying for your taxpayer registration number TRN? Now you can start the process online. Just visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm, create your username and login, complete and submit your TRN e-application, upload the supporting documents, and that's it. You will, however, still be required to visit a tax office to present your documents along with valid ID for authentication and to collect your TRN card. Remember, there's no charge for a TRN. It's free. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Wagwan, my fluffy friend.
I'm not in the mood for your foolishness this morning, Steve.
Come on, man, Marcia. The morning too early for you to bend up your face. It's warm to you.
From Pinky leave go school yesterday morning, she not come home yet.
Really?
I call everywhere I can think of and nobody does see her. Steve, I feel like I'm going mad, you know, because I don't know what to do right now.
So, Marcia, you try to call the OCR? Them have a system that can help you find Pinky, you know? All right, here we go. Come sit down and make you call them.
In today's program, we tell you about the role of the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, in protecting children. This is Get the Facts. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is a statutory body established in January 2007 under the Child Care and Protection Act 2004. The OCR is responsible for receiving, recording, and assessing reports of child abuse and referring these reports to the relevant agencies for investigation and action.
In addition to receiving, recording, and assessing reports of child abuse, the Office of the Children's Registry has now the responsibility for the Ananda Alert system, which seeks to ensure that all children who are reported missing, that they are recovered in a timely manner, and that all state agencies would have played their role in ensuring that the child is recovered, and when recovered, that the necessary counselling and intervention is also given.
Registrar, Office of the Children's Registry, Greg Smith. Having a children's registry provides a single centralized point for which reports of missing children and child abuse can be made.
You need a central place that you can go for data, a registry in which if you're subpoenaed by the court or judge to complete an investigation, what if someone wants to adopt a child? Then you can go to the court to request for a search to be done if this person was listed as an alleged offender for child abuse.
The agency is the first point of contact. So once you are aware of a child who is in need of care and protection, a report should be made to the OCR. This to ensure that the report is logged officially on behalf of the government.
When those informations are collected by the registry, then the registry will now send to the CDA, who will not know who makes the report, but provide the intervention by going to the stoplight, by going to that particular home to intervene on behalf of the child.
Mr. Smith gives a typical example of how the OCR would act once it receives a report.
You call 01888 Protect Line. The registration officer would have then inputted and taken the information that is given, the name of the child, where the child is located, the school, age, sex, what is happening to the child, who is abusing the child, how old the person might be suspected who is abusing the child. We also, which is optional, ask for the name of the reporter. Once those information are collected, it is then inputted electronically in our database and our physical register. We then develop a referral, which is then sent to the CED within 24 hours or less.
Registrar, Office of the Children's Registry, Greg Smith. For more information, call the OCR at 908-1690. And if you want to make a report, call 1-888-PROTECT. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.